Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication which helps to raise your business profile and enhance your personal brand in Metro Atlanta and beyond. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with Mr. Tyrone A. Reed II about the five things to expect from a mortgage banker. Our guest today is a native of New York City, and he was raised in Georgia. He's a graduate of Southern Illinois University at Carbondale and a proud U.S. Air Force veteran. Today, he's a mortgage banker with the Family Mortgage Team. His organization educates and navigates people through the mortgage process to successfully purchase or refinance their homes. We're so honored to have on the phone today one of the newest members of the People You Need to Know Business Guide Network, Mr. Tyrone A. Reed II. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Hey, good morning, sir, and thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
How are you today?
Absolutely incredible, sir.
All right.
That was a very nice introduction. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, Mr. Reed, we know you're extremely busy, so I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, by all means.
All right. Well, first things first, you say the first thing to expect from a mortgage banker is experience. Why is experience, why is an experienced mortgage banker so important today?
Well, I mean, that's a very good question. I'm glad you asked that. And the reason why experience is so important is because, number one, you know, everybody who actually comes through the door for your assistance, it's not a cookie cutter, you know. I mean, no one product, no one solution, no one thing will fit every person. So knowing how to actually read the guidelines, interpret the guidelines, and having the ability to have a team around you to help find the right solution for people, I mean, that's very, very important. So, you know, we all have to start somewhere, of course, you know, but you definitely want somebody who definitely knows how to walk, you know, through this business. They're not crawling. Or at least if you find somebody who's new to the business, that they actually have somebody who's experienced mentoring them and guiding them. Because I see so many different things coming through the door every time somebody needs my help. And fortunately for them, you know, I actually have the type of experience to kind of know how to navigate, you know, their particular situation.
All right. Well, you should expect a mortgage banker to be knowledgeable in his or her field, right? So what basic information should a mortgage banker be able to share with a potential client right away?
Well, right away, you know, you can share the types of programs that, you know, that you offer. You know, just about what we actually offer, you know, we offer all of the government programs. We do conventional. We also have, you know, investor and some commercial as well, too. But for the knowledge piece of it, you know, it's really being able to, you know, to evaluate that particular person. So if somebody comes to me and they say, hey, you know, Tyrone, you know, I'm looking to buy a house. You know, what can you offer me? The very first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to actually have a conversation with them, because at that point, it's not really about trying to sell them anything. It's really about, you know, me trying to understand what is important to them, you know, as a consumer, as a, you know, a future purchaser. What's going on in your life right now? What type of impacts, you know, might be that might be good or bad for you? You know, do you have any, you know, significant life experiences coming, you know, your way, such as, are you getting married? Do you have kids getting ready to go to college? All these types of things are the types of questions and things that you want to ask, so that you will know what to present to them or what's possible to present to them, you know, when they're asking you questions. So it's a lot more to it than just, you know, taking an application and saying, hey, you know, see if something sticks. If you really are truly looking to help a person, you know, either buy their first home, their second home, or what have you, it's important for you to actually know what it is that they need and what's important to them, so that you're putting the right solution on the table for them.
All right. Well, every potential client should expect the mortgage banker to have their best interests at heart. What is the easiest way to find out that this is not true?
Oh, I don't even know where to start with that one. I do. The easiest way really to find out is number one is, you know, is this person actually listening to what it is that you say that you want or need? You know, if somebody's just really just trying to rush you to just put an application in just for the sake of putting an application, but they're not really, you know, trying to fine tune, you know, what it is that you're looking for and what you need, then they may not have your best interest at heart. They probably don't, because, you know, then, you know, to a degree, it's a numbers game, but, you know, really and truly, if you ever want to exceed the numbers that it is that you may have personally, the more people that you help, the more people that you understand, the more people that you listen to, and they're listening to you, will let you know whether or not they have your best interest at heart or not. I think that's the biggest part, the listening piece of that.
All right. Well, what is the benefit of the mortgage banker keeping you informed throughout the process?
Oh, now that communication is critical. It really is. Not only just, you know, keeping the client that you're working with informed, but also keeping, you know, everybody who's involved in that transaction, whether it's the realtor, whether, you know, it's your closing agents and attorneys and things like that. You want to make certain that everybody understands, you know, what the schedule is, because there's a timeline for doing a mortgage, and making sure that, number one, that, you know, you communicate it up front with the client. These are the things that I'm going to need from you. These are the things I need you to get to me, like, you know, yesterday, so that we can do, you know, we can go forward with the very next step and the following steps after that. Making sure that, you know, if they're not responsive, that, you know, you use your realtor partners to actually help lean on them as well, too. Because, you know, everything, like I said, works on a short timeline. So if we're trying to close a loan in less than 30 days, you know, I can't wait 2 weeks for, you know, my client to give me the documents and things that I need. So it's incumbent upon me or any mortgage professional to set those expectations up front. And then, you know, sometimes, you know, everything may start off good and you get bad news later on down in the process. Well, it's critical that you let everybody know, starting with, you know, the client right up front, so that you can, you know, you can mitigate whatever that situation or issue may be. You know, bad news doesn't get any better, you know, the longer that you wait. So just making sure that everybody is aware of the schedule, aware of the timeline, that we're meeting all of the critical milestone dates that we're supposed to hit. That is, like, the most important thing in that process, you know, that we're sharing with them.
All right. Well, Mr. Reed, finally, why should you expect the mortgage banker to work hard and deliver the right solutions for you?
Well, I mean, you know, it kind of, you know, boils back to everything that I was saying, you know, previously. That should be an expectation, although, you know, it doesn't always happen in every instance, but that should be the expectation. And the way that you would know that is, number one, you know, that person, whoever that your mortgage professional is, they really should be trying to understand what it is, what your needs are, what you're trying to do, what your timelines are, advising you in a way to actually help you navigate that successfully, and being honest and upfront with you, you know, on the front end, saying, hey, you know, sometimes the best answer is not right now. We need to have you wait and come back. But once you've gotten past all of that and, you know, the process has actually started, the part that goes on behind the scenes that, you know, that most people don't really get to see or have, you know, have that window into that, is when you're actually working with the processors, when you're working with the loan officer assistants, when you're working with production managers and underwriting and what have you, working hard for your client, even when, you know, they don't understand what you're doing, is being engaged and making sure that you understand the rules of the program or the product that you're using, making sure that you're asking the right questions, not only of the client, but also, you know, of the underwriting, you know, if there's ever an issue or anything like that. There's just a lot of things that you have to make sure that you stay on top of and be very, very proactive to make sure that the experience for the customer, which is really an important thing, they should never feel stressed, you know, about having to apply for a mortgage or going through the process. I'm not saying that, you know, in every case is going to be, you know, a cakewalk, because, you know, I still haven't met the perfect loan yet that's a cakewalk, even on some of the best clients. But if you do all of your due diligence and the things that you're supposed to do on behalf of that client up front, and you're consistent with that, they'll never know all of the hard work that you put into it. And that's the way it really should be. It should be a good experience. They should be happy that they've done business with you and they want to come back and do it again.
All right. Well, in 30 seconds, right, tell our listening audience why you decided to advertise your business in Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
Well, number one, I mean, you see a lot of other business guys around, but you never really see any of them that are catered toward black business or, you know, or even black business people that you actually know are out here in the community that are doing work, you know, for you. And when I found out about, you know, your platform and the reach that it has and really how it is actually catered towards working with minority business owners and what have you, I had to be a part of that because, you know, I really wanted to not only support the platform that you're doing, but also get more exposure to the people who actually need it the most to know that I'm out here to help.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
Oh, that's real easy. You can reach me at 678-631-6985. You can also reach me at tytymg3@gmail.com. And you can also reach me at Leader One. It's tyrone.leader1.com. You can reach me there. And I'm here to help anyone who needs me.
All right. Well, Mr. Tyrone A. Reed II, Atlanta mortgage banker with the Family Mortgage Team, thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me. It's been an honor and a pleasure, and I look forward to chatting with you again.
All right. You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on Metro Atlanta business owners and professionals like Mr. Tyrone A. Reed II. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. If you'd like for me to speak at your conference, meeting, or event, please email your request to sparkplugpeople@gmail.com. I want to take a moment and thank the Sparkplug Radio team for doing another awesome job behind the scenes. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to tell your friends about Sparkplug Radio. So until next time, this is Sparkplug, America's ambassador for women business owners and professionals, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it. There's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you. See you next time.